I'm guessing y'all couldn't wait for today to get underway. What's cracking? Should be a national holiday for Dodger Hater. Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Good news, haters. Open phones in hour number one. Let's get at this thing. That cell phone number, as you know, or for some reason you do not know, is 1-800-636-8686. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. Let's open it up. Hour number one, telephone calls. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveitake.com. In terms of the interviews, let me lay it out for you really quickly. First hour is open. Steve Clifford is the head coach of the Orlando Magic. We have that in hour number two. Arash Markazi, LA Times columnist, also in hour number two. We'll talk Dodger baseball with him. Dave Clawson is the head football coach at Wake Forest. He will be joining me in the third hour. The inbox is full already. Now get on the phone, hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. So where do we start? Dodger fan, I hate to ask the question, but how you living right about now? How are you feeling this morning? I'm guessing pretty horribly. I can't imagine what the last 24 hours must have been like for you, Dodger fan. You know, you roll out yesterday, you've got that all-day grip working. You've got the all-day grip leading right up to the game, knowing that it could be one and done for this crew. And given the regular season they had, given the last few years, one and done in the NLDS would be a catastrophe. But at the same time, you knew that there was no way Walker Buehler was going to let that happen. Then the game starts. It could not have started any better than it did. Buehler goes 1-2-3. Then in the bottom of the first, Jock Peterson comes up.
Peterson leading off in the bottom of the first. He swings at a fly ball to deep left field. His way back, Soto at the wall, and it is gone. Yes, it is. It's gone. Soto is saying, wait a second.
Soto is saying the ball went between some uprights and the padding on the fence.
Well, it didn't take long to send Peterson back to second base.
Yeah, actually, it was not gone. Dodger radio on the call. No, that was not gone. That was a ground rule double. Nearly gone, not gone. But what Peterson did not do, Max Muncy did do.
3-1 to Muncy. Peterson leading off second. Swinging a fly ball to right. Well hit. Eaton back to the wall, and it is gone. Peterson a double. Muncy a home run. Dodgers 2-0.
2-0 Dodgers. And as filthy as Steven Strasburg had been, no sooner than he stepped into the ring last night, he started to eat punches. The Dodgers were landing at will, and it didn't look like Strasburg had any chance of defending himself. As I tweeted last night, the Dodgers had found their bats, and Strasburg was finding them as well with nearly every single pitch. Then in the bottom of the second, Kike Hernandez, who was a surprise addition to the lineup, jumped ship himself.
As Hernandez with a fly ball to center field. Fairly deep. It's really deep. And it is gone. Michael A. Taylor leaping at the wall. Couldn't reach it. Dodgers have a 3-0 lead.
That had just enough to get out and just enough to give the LA a 3-0 lead. And with the way Walker Buehler was pitching, 3-0 may as well have been 30-0. He was nasty. I mean, you talk about a guy ready for the moment. You talk about somebody built for the moment. This dude is a horse. He's the guy you want on the mound in that situation. A guy born for the moment. Nobody wants to be that guy more than Buehler. Nobody wants that ball more than him. And with each inning that he dominated, LA was getting closer and closer to partying. But then something happened. Strasburg had settled in. When LA got up on him early, I was thinking to myself, you better choke this guy out. You better choke this guy out and this team out while you have the chance. You better bury them. Because if you don't and you let him settle in, you're going to have a big problem. And that's exactly what happened. He did settle in. And then you realize it's not going to be the blowout that Dodger fan thought it was going to be after two innings. That three-run lead isn't safe at all. Because it's already been beaten into the ground. But this Nationals team is tough as hell. They don't turtle. They don't rattle. They don't intimidate. They're going to stay in the fight. More on staying in the fight later on. But they were going to stay in the fight. And to beat them, you have to kill them. We should know this much about the Nats by now. To beat them, you have to kill them. And the Dodgers had their chance early on, but they couldn't do it. Then Anthony Rendon led off the top of the sixth with a double. Juan Soto singled. Now it's 3-1 LA. The grip is officially on at the stadium. But Buehler did what a boss does. Double play, strikeout, inning over. It was brass. Really brass. Then in the bottom of the sixth, Cody Bellinger leads off with a single. He steals second. But Strasburg did exactly what Buehler had done before him. Only better. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. This guy's tough. Really impressive. The Dodgers, and this is key, the Dodgers waste another opportunity. Runner in scoring position, nobody out, and they get nothing. At that point, you had to know the missed opportunity was going to come back to bite them in the ass. Then came the top of the seventh. Nine more outs. You know they're going to be the nine toughest outs ever, but nine more outs. Buehler hits Kurt Suzuki with a pitch. That leaves Suzuki stunned and on the ground for a while. Really scary moment. The kind of moment that can rattle a pitcher, especially a young pitcher. So you wonder what Buehler's going to do with that. How he's going to respond. Well, he gets the next two outs. Then he gives up a walk, and that was it for him. Let's be very clear about this. He did his job. He pitched into the seventh. He left with a 3-1 lead. He handed it to the bullpen to do its job after he did his job. Now, of course, in a Game 5 situation, it's all hands on deck. So Dave Roberts came out, and he made the call. Clayton Kershaw. At that point, everybody in the stadium is holding their breath, right? We've seen Kershaw before in the postseason. Better yet, we've seen Kershaw before coming out of the bullpen in the postseason. He's coming in as a reliever. Two on, two out, two-run game. Everybody in that stadium knows his narrative. Everybody in the world knows his narrative. Most of you had already pre-written your tweets and were just waiting to send because everybody knows that narrative, including Kershaw, who badly wanted the ball anyway.
Now Kershaw has a sign from Smith. The runners lead. The 0-2 to Eaton. Swung on and missed, strike three. That will end the inning. Kershaw comes in, throws three pitches, strikes out Eaton.
And then that place explodes. It exploded because, again, everybody knows the narrative. Kershaw comes in. He's dirty. He's filthy. He gets them out of the inning. It seemed like an enormous weight had been lifted off everybody's shoulders. He was about to take a big step towards rewriting the narrative. Maybe not changing it, but rewriting it. Because now they're six outs away from advancing. Dodger fans feeling it and partying. But still, in the back of your mind, right, you're thinking Kershaw, postseason, out of the bullpen. In the back of your mind, it's got to be there, right? L.A. goes 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Then comes the eighth. Dodger fans, hate to relive this, and it's going to hurt you a hell of a lot more than it hurts me because I don't root. But I do call it like I see it, and we were about to see an out-and-out catastrophe, starting with Kershaw's first pitch to Rendon.
Kershaw's 1-0 to Rendon, swung on, hit in the air to deep left center field. Taylor going back, warning track, at the wall, he leaps, it is gone, goodbye! Bang, zoom goes Rendon on the second pitch from Clayton Kershaw.
Nats radio, second pitch. Now it's a one-run game. Now there's not a person in that yard who's not in shock, including the guy who allowed that bomb. And as shocking as that was, the next pitch was even worse. Much, much worse.
Here's the pitch. He swings and belts one to deep right center field. Way back. Going. Going. And gone. Goodbye. Halfway up the pavilion. A tremendous game. Tying. Home run by Juan Soto. And this game is all even.
The second Kershaw found his bat, he knew it was gone. Didn't even look back. Back-to-back home runs, back-to-back pitches. Juan Soto shattered the ball, shattered that stadium from 3-1 to 3-3 in a heartbeat. Kershaw's first three pitches were filthy smoke. His next two flat-out smoked. Two of the next three. And just like that, that game was tied. And Kershaw was out of the game. Kenta Maeda comes in. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Joe Kelly in the ninth. Fine. Then Joe Kelly in the tenth. Instead of Kenley Jansen, it didn't go well. Walk. Ground rule double. Intentional walk. Dave Roberts does not come for Kelly. He later said that he loved the way he was throwing it and that he was his most well-rested reliever. Next up, Howie Kendrick. I hit my guy D-Dub with a text as Kendrick stepped in. And I said, this is not the guy you want to see with a bat in his hand right now. It's not like I needed a crystal ball for that. That's not some genius baseball take. I had seen more than enough of this guy when he played with the Dodgers and the Angels to know how dangerous he was with a bat in his hand. Roberts was thinking, I need a ground ball. I've got a ground ball pitcher. I've got a ground ball hitter. I like my chances. Unfortunately, old Howie got one up in the air.
Kelly's one strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it?
Howie bleeping Kendrick, if you need him. He'd had a brutal series in the field, and he erased it all with one swing of the bat. What a freaking legend. Single-handedly ripped the heart out of every Dodger fan who's ever lived. Snatched every last one of their souls. Let me tell you something. That was some Jack Clark, Tom Niedenfuhr stuff right there. For you old schoolers. Up 3-1 at the start of the eighth. Down 7-3 in the 10th. The best team in the National League all season. The best regular season team in Dodger history. The team that was finally going to get it done. The crew that was finally going to get over. This was the year where the Dodgers finally finished and shut everybody the hell up. Instead, they implode in the most spectacular fashion ever. Everybody rushing in to dump gasoline on that gigantic dumpster fire where Chavis Ravine stood only an hour earlier. And everybody in that clubhouse knows it, starting with Clayton Kershaw.
Everything people say is true right now about the postseason. I understand that.
How do you not feel for that guy? And I know a lot of you don't, but how do you not feel for that guy? Especially given who he is and what he makes. I know a lot of you don't. But he's a class dude. He's a stand-up guy. And once again, he had the worst possible night at the worst possible time. But to his credit, he was stand-up and he owned it. A lot of other guys would deny the narrative. A lot of other guys would say, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You never played the game. A lot of other guys would duck out altogether. Kershaw didn't do any of that. He owned it completely. And no, he's not the pitcher he once was. No, he should not have been out there. Yes, the narrative is fair. The narrative is accurate. For whatever reason, this future Hall of Famer isn't just mortal in the postseason. He's imminently hittable. So those back-to-back home runs, as stunning as they were, really were not stunning at all. Not when you consider this guy had never given up back-to-back home runs in a regular season game, but has now done it twice in the postseason. So, of course, that's the narrative. And, of course, it's going to stick to him, and it should. He knows it. And it's going to raise a hell of a lot of questions about Dave Roberts. Lots of questions, starting with what was he doing going to Kershaw anyway? Look, on the surface, that answer's pretty obvious. Would you like to bring in a Hall of Famer in a must-win game? Every damn day? Well, maybe not every time. Not if that Hall of Famer is Clayton Kershaw. Then the answer should be no. And I say that because he had so many other options. I say that as somebody who's got nothing but respect for Kershaw as a pitcher. One of the greatest you're ever going to see. That's not an exaggeration. A surefire Hall of Famer. A generational type pitcher. But in this case, it should have been a case of what have you done for me lately. Not what have you done in the past. Because the truth is, the only reason he was in that game was because of the name on the back of his jersey and his reputation, and not for what he's done lately. Especially when his fastball and his slider no longer have gap in speed. And when he's been getting guys out with his brain more than his arm. Roberts trusted him. Roberts is loyal to him. Roberts believed Kershaw would get it done, and it came back to bite both of them. But I want to be clear about this, too. Kershaw was not the only problem. It's just that there were a number of options better than him, from Kenta Maeda, who was filthy when he came in, Pedro Baez. But it wasn't just Kershaw who came into that game in that spot. It's that Joe Kelly stayed in the game after the ninth. Don't get me wrong. He was great in the ninth, but he was a disaster in the tenth. He would tell you that himself. Kelly had not gone longer than an inning in a month and a half. Yet there he was in the tenth of an elimination game. That is the worst time to try to stretch that guy out. And because there were other options. But Dave Roberts said, if you want to blame me, you go right ahead.
If the blame falls on me, I've got no problem with it.
So if you want to blame him, go ahead. If you want to blame Kershaw and Kelly, go ahead. They all picked bad nights to have bad nights. But there is more blame to go around. Cody Bellinger, the likely MVP, hit 211. No home runs, no runs batted in. Corey Seager hit 150. As a team, they hit 220. You could not ask for a team to handle a gutting loss better than the Dodgers. But as the Dodger haters will point out, yeah, they're good at it. They've got a lot of practice with it. That's catastrophe. That is a disaster. That could not have gone any worse. The type of thing that they'll hope to get beyond, but trust me, they're never getting over. And tip your hat to the Nats. They are tough as hell. They outplayed, outpitched, outclutched, outclassed, outmanaged LA. They deserve to advance. And if you ask them, they'll tell you they're not done yet. As for LA, it's going to be a really interesting offseason. Because the regular season could not have gone any better, and now that does not matter at all. Nobody's going to remember a thing they did during the regular season because of what happened last night at Chavez Ravine. So I've got more thoughts on Dave Roberts, who a lot of you are coming for. More thoughts on Clayton Kershaw. What was Joe Kelly doing out there in the 10th after he did his job in the 9th? 1-800-636-8686. We could talk about that game for 3 hours. Easy. I won't, but I could. So if you know what you want to talk about, you have an angle, you hate the Dodgers, you love the Dodgers, whatever it is, get up in here. 1-800-636-8686. Quick timeout. I've got a lot more to get to. Also, Braves, Cardinals. Hey, clones, what do we want when we're craving protein or we need some energy? I'll tell you what we don't want. We don't want a bar. We don't want a sugary snack. We don't want an energy drink. What we want is beef. Pure and simple. Beef. So where is the beef? It's in a package of Old Trapper beef jerky. Old Trapper is not your dad's jerky. Shriveled, dried up, tasteless. Old Trapper beef jerky is made from lean strips of steak. Also quality spices that are smoked over a real wood fire. It's tender. It's tasty. It's not tough. So why is it so good? Because Old Trapper is a 50-year-old family business, which is known for its relentless commitment to quality. In other words, they take smoked beef extremely seriously, and you can taste it in every last bite. Old Trapper is packed with protein. It comes in four great flavors. It satisfies all your cravings. And it goes with you wherever you go, to the game, to the gym, to the beach. Look for it in its Clearview bag. You can see the quality you're buying. Look for Old Trapper in major retail stores. If you don't see it, ask for it by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Like I said, it ought to be a national holiday for Dodger hater. Dodger hater is having a field day. Hey, listen, I'm an LA native. I grew up as a kid who loved the LA Dodgers, but then I became an adult, and then I became a professional, so I'm fine with it. You know, if you want to come in here and say, hey, Rome, I'm coming for your Dodgers, I don't have a team, but I will own that I'm an LA native. Spent my entire life in Southern California, love it, big-time Dodger fan growing up. Hey, listen, I'm not screening out any of this. If you feel like it's a national holiday, and it sure feels like it to me, come on in. That could not have gone any worse for them or any better for the Nats. As an example, here's some of the reaction. I mean, my phone bank looks like a freaking Christmas tree right now, and it's mostly Dodger hate. Dear Rome Slice, we're blown away by Clayton Kershaw's ability to fail on the big stage, and one of us is pretty much always choking. Signed, Matt and Tyler. Casey in New Hampshire, wore Kershaw's mom buying him a Happy Meal after the game. Poor fella. That's what I'm talking about. I said, how can you not feel for this guy? He is such a great pitcher and such a class act. And he's off by himself in that dugout. And it looks like somebody died. Part of his legacy did, for sure. But as I said, because of who he is and what he makes, you probably don't give a damn. I was very empathetic. I mean, that was sad. Did you see that guy off by himself, head in his hands? But I'm getting a lot of this. War Kershaw's mom buying him a Happy Meal after the game. Poor fella. Hey, Rome, it was hard to see because there are huge fake cans blocking our view, and a light breeze kicked up some sand from the beach that got in our eyes. Did the Dodgers lose last night? Either way, we still live here, and everybody else doesn't. Scoreboard us. Signed, SoCal. John in Huntington Beach, unwore Dave Roberts, wasting Justin Turner's talents. John, this is why people hate us.
Hey, John.
Because of you. Because of emails like that. Because of, oh, did we lose? We don't care because we still live here and you don't. You're not helping them, John. You're hurting them. Dear Mr. Rome, we respect Adam Hawks' sober October choice so much that we have given up drinking celebratory champagne. Signed, the Choke Angeles Dodgers. Brian in Charlotte, wore Matt in L.A., replacing the septic tank that is the Dodgers bullpen. There may have been questions about the bullpen, but coming into that series, if one bullpen was going to go out there and soak the infield in gasoline and start flicking blue tips around, it was going to be the Nats bullpen, not the Dodgers. Dear Jim, I don't know much about baseball or the strategies used to win. However, I found myself totally enthralled by last night's game in Los Angeles. Do you know what time Game 6 starts tonight? Absolutely, cluelessly yours, Manager Dave, in the Dodgers dugout. War pitchers, pinch hitting for position players, war statistical and analytics being replaced by tea leaves and a Ouija board. Signed, Clayton Lekshaw, the jungle's biggest chokester. Dear Jim, the Dodgers have nothing to be ashamed of. They still had a great season. Sincerely, the Tampa Bay Lightning. I could read these things for 3 hours. I can't read them as quickly as they're coming in. I can't delete them as quickly as they're coming in. Jaime, add Cody to the Kershaw Playoff Club, strictly for players who put up pretty stats during the regular season, but choke it all away once October rolls around. National League MVP? Uh-huh. Stephen S.A. Dear Jim, I don't want anybody bad-mouthing the Dodgers. They are my team. Regards the regular season. Man, you all hate them. This one says, Van Smack. Congrats to Joe Kelly for ending the Dodgers season in back-to-back years. Signed, the Chouds. Tristan in Maine. Shouldn't have been out there for another inning. Did his job in the ninth. Should not have been out there again. He hadn't gone more than one inning in several weeks. There's speculation about some injury that we didn't know about. Of course he took the ball. Of course he did what he was asked to do, or tried to do, but shouldn't have been out there. He did his job in the ninth. Squirrel 2 tweets, the Dodgers season was still a success. Signed, the 0-1 Seattle Mariners. Does anybody want to talk about how good the Nats are, or do you want to spend 3 hours talking about how bad the Dodgers are? Again, a really bad night, a disastrous night, a catastrophic night that could not have gone any worse. But does anyone want to give the Nats any bleeping credit for coming back the way they did? All right, so I've done the reaction on the email. We'll go to the phones when we come back. 1-800-636-8686. I'm going to talk about the Nats myself. I want to give them credit. I want to talk about what the Cardinals did to the Braves yesterday. The Jim Rome podcast is up. Don't listen to it yet. Wait until after the program. It's Ep 99 with Randy Couture. And I've got a preview of that for you, too. Steve Clifford, top of the hour. Arash Markazi next hour. Dave Clawson in the third hour. And right now, a bottom of the hour sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Sunday, it's an NFL and CBS doubleheader. Many of you are going to see two of the most dynamic young quarterbacks in the game airing it out. You got Mahomes and the Chiefs welcoming Watson and the Texans. Chased out with the Cowboys going to visit the Jets. It all begins with JB and the guys getting it underway on the NFL Today at noon Eastern and 9 Pacific on CBS. Generally, I come out, knock out a long-form rant, then open it up to you. But on a day like today, which is a national holiday for Dodger haters and Dodger fans who are beside themselves, let's go ahead and open up the phones right now. I'll get to my thoughts on the Nats a little bit later on, and they're not getting enough credit. But 1-800-636-8686. Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford at the top of the hour. Right to the phones right now. Let's go to San Diego. Alan in San Diego, get us started. What's going on, Alan? How are you?
Hey, good, thank you. Thanks for the mind, Jim.
You got it.
So I want to say Byung-Young Gaskin Kershaw was just lit up. He was pounded. And Roberts was just horrible in going to keeping him in that second inning. He should have pulled him. You have the Harden lineup coming up, and he just gets lit up. So that decision wrong, number one. And then he keeps Eaton in there, and he gets lit up. And Eaton walks, and they keep Kelly in there, and it was just horrible. President of the Padres Dodger Hater Club, and I'm out.
Barely got that plane down. Barely got that plane down. All I got out of that, Alan, is you hate the Dodgers. He tried to question Dave Roberts. Listen, Dave Roberts, to me, is a hell of a manager. If you want to move on from a guy who has been to two World Series and has won the division every year that he's been there, and you want to blow him out based on what happened last night, you better be damn sure that the next guy is an improvement over him. You better make damn sure that the guy you're going to hire to replace him, if you want to replace him, is better than the guy you're about to fire. Because the truth is, it might make you feel better in the moment, but there's no guarantee that you're going to find somebody better than Dave Roberts. I don't think you will. I'm not doing it. Now, I'm going to own what he did last night. He had a bad night. Dave Roberts had a really bad night. He had a horrible night, and he picked the worst time to have a horrible night. But it should not cost him his job, not from where I'm sitting. It shouldn't cost him his job because he's a damn good manager. He's a great leader. He's a great motivator. He understands that team. He understands that clubhouse. He understands the culture. These guys love him. They feed off him. How do you know the next guy you bring in is going to get that kind of response? You don't. Again, that's a bad, bad night. That's a bad, bad night. But that's not a bad manager. In fact, that's a damn good manager. And yes, I bring him back. I'm not saying he can stay as long as he wants. I'm not saying you keep that guy there forever. I'm saying he had them in the World Series back-to-back years, and he's won the division every single year he's been there. And all the other reasons I laid out. But yes, he had a really bad night. And made a series of bad decisions that came back to bite him in the ass. And the loyalty that he has for Kershaw came back to bite him. And I don't know why he had Joe Kelly out there for that second inning when he had other options. If he had nowhere else to go and nothing else to do, I could see that. But he did. There were other options. 1-800-636-8686. But no, I would not fire him. San Diego. Man, I'm not getting any phone calls from L.A., but I'm getting a lot of phone calls from San Diego. Let's go there again. Mark in San Diego. It's good to have you, Mark. How are you?
Well, great, Jimmy. Thanks for recapping last night's tragedy.
That's what I'm here for.
Puked on myself a few more times. Hey, how does the same manager that decided to put in Walker Buehler game one so we could save him for game five decide that throwing Kershaw in the eighth against an MVP, that ball gets raked, to keep him in against another guy who can rake when he's got Polarek sitting there, the lefty specialist?
Right.
This is a managerial loss. You got to put it on Cody and Corey Seager, but this is much of on Dave as anybody else. And let's not forget last year, after Puig's three-run homer in game four, Dave managed his way out of a win, and that series would have been 2-2, and who knows where that would have gone. Dave has proven over and over and over again that he does not know how to manage the situation. He manages by staying friends with one of the best pitchers, yes, regular season, but consistently in the playoffs blowing it. This one's on Dave. He's going to have to live with it, and he should be gone.
All right. Appreciate it, Mark. That's somebody. That's a Dodger fan who's pissed, saying, you know what, you got to fire him. I don't agree. I don't agree with the sense that this guy can't manage his way out of a paper bag. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Strategically, tactically, his tactics are wrong. The guy's went to the World Series 2 years in a row. He's won a division every single year that he's been there. It's not as simple as showing up to the yard and filling out a lineup card every single night, and that's why they're there. He's got something to do with them being there every single year. Now, I'm not saying that that was not a supreme disaster, that that was not a catastrophe, that this year was not supposed to be different. It was. That was the best regular season in Dodger history. It was all set up. It was all lined up. This was the year everything was going to change, and it didn't. And he had a really bad night, but he's not the only one. As I mentioned, where was the MVP? Cody Bellinger. Where was Corey Seager? And in terms of Kershaw, let's go back to that for a minute. This whole thing about he's just friends with him. Of course he's got respect for Kershaw. He's a three-time Cy Young Award winner. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. Now, if you want to say to me, yeah, Rumble, what about the postseason? You're right. There's a narrative. It's a legitimate narrative. I would not have run him out there. But he's won a lot of big games for Dave Roberts. You know, much like I said with Justin Verlander yesterday, if Verlander goes to A.J. Hinch and says, give me the ball. I want the ball. I want this start. How are you going to tell Justin Verlander, no, you can't start. You don't get the ball. Same thing with Clayton Kershaw. If Kershaw goes to Dave Roberts, and I'm not saying this is an easy conversation, but I can see where Dave Roberts might have an issue. If Clayton Kershaw goes to Dave Roberts and said, hey, Skip, man, give me the ball. I want this. I got this. I'm not saying I need to start there. I'm not saying you start me over Walker Buehler. But if you need a few outs, if you need two innings even, I'm here. I can slam the door shut. Man, give it to me. I want it. Dave Roberts, knowing who Kershaw is, might have that in his head. That might be a tough call. My personal feeling is you don't do it. This guy does not do well in the postseason, and he does not do well out of the bullpen. You don't do it. But then he does it. He comes in, and he slams the door shut, three pitches, looks dirty doing it, goes back to the dugout. Everybody's hyped up, and I'm sure Dave Roberts is thinking to himself, maybe it's different this time. You know what? We do have this. He is fine. He's filthy. This yard is jumping. He's feeling it. I'm going to run him back out there. But the second he gives up the bomb, and I would not have run him back out. I wouldn't have put him in there in the first place. But when he did, and he got the out, and then he brings him back out there, and he gives up a bomb, man, get him the hell out of there. Don't leave him in there to put one on a tee, which is what he did on the very next pitch. They got to live with it. They got to own it. Kershaw does. Roberts does. But I'm standing by what I said. I would not fire Dave Roberts. Not now. 1-800-636-8686. But I am swimming upstream on this one. Let's go to Santa Maria. Damon. Damon, good to have you. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Jimmy?
Good.
Romy, you know, Roberts blames himself, and he should. You know, we don't hang division championships. We don't hang banners, pennant-winning banners in L.A. We want to hang World Series banners. And unfortunately, for all his Dodger fans, Roberts ain't getting it done. Okay? He doesn't manage the playoffs like he does the regular season. It's different. You can't manage them the same. You know, you got to go with what you know. Now, I want to say congrats to the Nats. You know, they're playing chess. You know, Roberts is playing checkers. You know, so bottom line is Roberts has got to go, and we got to trade Kershaw. Love the guy, but, you know, it's that time. But bottom line is come Monday, a la Gruden, Roberts' key shouldn't work, and I'm out.
All right, Damon, you got it. So you're saying that they ought to give him a call at 5 o'clock in the morning. The old 5 a.m. call. Hey, Doc, we need you to come to the facility. Hey, listen, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be bent. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be pissed. I'm not saying that Dodger haters shouldn't come in here and pile on. It's all legit. You go down the way they went down. You flame out the way they went, the way they flamed out. You implode the way you did. It's all fair. But I'm going to stand by it. I would not fire Dave Roberts. Based on his body of work, the way he runs that clubhouse, generally, strategically, the way he handles himself, the way he understands that brand, the way he understands that culture, the way they generally respond to him, the way they have for years, the fact that he's never done worse than a divisional title win since he got there, the fact that he had them in the World Series 2 years in a row. Yeah, he's not doing his job. He's not finishing. But he deserves another chance is what I'm saying. I'm not saying he could stay there forever. You know, like Joe Maddon was going to stay there forever with the Cubs. Everybody can get fired. Dave Roberts can get fired. I'm just saying he deserves another chance. Oh, look at this guy. I think I need a music bed for him. The only emailer with his own music bed. Why? Do you know this song? It's called Loser. Dear Jim, pump me some Beck for the LA Dodgers. Good Lord. I haven't seen a choke job like that since emailer Chris, no longer in St. Pete, decided to call the show for the first time. Signed, Eric in Falls Church. War Rome flying to D.C. so I can take him to a Nationals game. War Rome and I sneaking in small bottles of Jack Daniels into the stadium so we don't have to pay for drinks. War Rome and I trying to hook up with people's girlfriends and fighting them if they don't give us their women. Eric, this is why you're a loser. This is why you have your own song. This is why you're the only clone in the history of clones to have a music bed underneath. Except for Joaquin, actually. Joaquin's got his own music bed. You're the only clone with a music bed loser. You know why that is, Eric? You're a freaking loser. Bro, you know I'm not coming to D.C. to hang out with you at all. And you know that if I did, and we did in fact go to a Nationals game, we wouldn't sneak in small bottles of Jack Daniels so we didn't have to pay for drinks. Like, Dave Roberts had a really bad night. Clayton Kershaw had a really bad night. Joe Kelly had a really bad night. Almost every Dodger had a bad night. On my worst night ever, Eric, I wouldn't be caught dead with you in public. Much less trying to fight dudes for their girlfriends. What kind of world do you live in, loser? Dude, you want to talk about delusional. Eric, you are a loser. Stop emailing. Hey, Rome, that Dodger act last night was the biggest choke job since. Well, me. Son, Mama Cass. Well, that's funny. She choked to death. Yeah, and I know, clones. It was on a ham sandwich and not a salad. Equally funny. Luckily, when we come back, the interview portion of the show commences. Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford joins me on the other side of this. Do not go anywhere.